Chapter 107, the order to eat from the sides and the prohibition of eating from the center. Included in this chapter is a hadith which was quoted previously. Eat the food that is in front of you. وَقُلْ مِمَّا يُلِّيكُ بُخَارِ مُسْلِمُ وَنِ ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال البركة تنزل وسط الطعام فكلوا من حافتيه ولا تأكلوا من وسطه رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said blessings baraka descend in the center of the food. You should therefore eat from the sides and not from the center. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, blessings, barakah, descend in the center of the food. You shall therefore eat from the sides and not from the center. When Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala, kana lil-nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qas'atun yuqala laha al-kharra' yahmiluha arba'atu rijalin falamma أضحوا وسجدوا الضحى أتي بتلك القصعة يعني وقد ثرد فيها فالتفوا عليها فلما كثروا جثى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عربي ما هذه الجلسة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله جعلني عبدا كريما ولم يجعلني جبارا عنيدا ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلوا من حواليها ودعوا زروتها يبارك فيها رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد. حضرت عبد الله بن بصر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a bowl which was called al-ghara. Four people used to carry it. When it was mid-morning and the companions رضي الله عنهم offered the salat al-duha, that bowl would be brought filled with sopped bread, thareed. People will sit around the bowl. When there were many people, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on his knees. A Bedouin asked, "What type of sitting posture is this?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me a courteous slave and did not make me a rebellious tyrant." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Eat from the sides and leave the center portion. Blessings descend in it." Without. Hadith Abdullah ibn Busra radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a bowl which was called Allah. Four people used to carry it. When it was morning duha and the companions offered the salat of duha, the bowl will be brought filled with the salt bread in ithareed. People will sit around the bowl. When there were many people, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on his knees. A Bedouin asked, Rabi asked, "What type of sitting posture is this?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me a courteous slave and did not make me a rebellious tyrant." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Eat from the sides and leave the center portion. Blessings descend in it." So here, the order to eat from the sides and the prohibition of eating from the center. As we mentioned previously, when they were not satiated. وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكِ Eat from your side. I mentioned there, maybe if you're not satiated because you're eating from the middle, you're not eating together. Some of you do. And so now this chapter is that a person should eat from the sides and prohibition from eating from the center. So Rasulullah said, the barakah descends in the middle. That's why when you eat too, you should always leave in the middle and eat the last portion from the middle of the plate. And when you take out, the women folk too, when they take out for the rice or whatever, just don't put the spoon right into the middle of the pot. So always put this aside. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's abdiyat tawazu, very courteous, very caring, very affectionate towards his companions. So now, the ghara must have been massive. Four people carrying him is going to be massive. You know how we have tons, seven people, six people? This may be 20, 30 people. Massive thing must have been. So then Rasulullah was like this. Or, Rasulullah said like this. So if everybody sits like this, how many people can fit? Now if I sit like this, that's two people's place. But there's too many people here. So a person, you know, sometimes people think, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa was so considerate that even if there was space, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa would move even for a gesture. And Rasulullah mentioned this. This is a in إذا رآه أخاه أن يتزعزع له. إذا رآه أخاه, when you see your brother, when he sees his brother, he should move like this. Rasulullah was very courteous. When somebody comes to the gathering and somebody came in, then Rasulullah would move like this and made room. So somebody said, Ya Rasulullah, fil makana sirah, Ya Rasulullah, there's lots of room in the gathering, but even then you made yourself like you move for him. So he said, so Muslims write that when you see your brother, right, then you move for him. Why? You are welcome in our gathering. Here, people are eating and they see that there's not space for everybody to think. So how should everybody start eating? Everybody should go like this. Come close and eat like this. Nothing? Well, no, we don't have a practice of eating like this. Like I mentioned, the three ways of sunnah way of eating is like this, and like this. And all three ways your stomach is pressed. So you eat less and you don't get belly too. Rasulullah's sunnah is so perfect. So Allah enabled us to act upon the sunnah and be like this, that Rasulullah always had feelings for other, always thought of other. Now everybody wanted to make room for Rasulullah. Everybody was sacrificed everything for Rasulullah. But he was always giving preference to other. Allah enabled us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem.